Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to We Are Old, Get Over It, the podcast for active senior living and getting the most out of life. I'm your host, Ken Gluckman. During our summer break, we share highlights of some of our favorite conversations from the past year. These are just short clips from the full-length episodes. You can find the link to the original episodes in the show notes here, or just search the episode title on our YouTube channel or in your preferred podcast app. Help us share this useful and informative information by inviting your family and friends to visit our podcast. Share a clip or an episode with them, and it will give you something to talk about. And now, let's laugh and learn for the week.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Of course, I'm going to ask you anyway.
Yeah, I do.
What provides you, or what should provide you as you age, with the most protein? That something that you should have every week or every day, because there's so many people saying you need protein, you need protein. What the heck
Yes.
are you supposed to use for protein?
Thank you for this great question. The biggest thing that I will tell you want to vary your protein sources. There are plant sources and there are animal sources of protein. So for plants, it's mostly like beans, nuts, and seeds. So you throw those in your diet, but those aren't going to be very big powerhouses of protein, but you need them. You need them for optimal health. You need those plant protein sources, beans. And think about it. That's white beans, black beans, pinto beans, kidney beans, all those garbanzo
right.
beans.
You get
beans.
Lentils, for example.
Lentils, yes.
Yeah.
Nuts, all the different kinds of nuts. You should probably be snacking on at least once. Yeah. Almonds, walnuts. Yeah. You need probably at least an ounce of nuts a day. I mean, they're great for you. Seeds, pumpkin seeds, you know, hemp seeds.
Okay, we can move on from the seeds at this point.
But no, listen to this, though. A lot of people forget that there's protein in those plants. So it's important that you have some of that. However, the real bang for your buck is in animal proteins, which is why I'm a flexitarian, a flexible vegetarian. I eat a lot of vegetarian plant sources of protein. But I also eat, I'm flexible, I'm a flexitarian, I'm flexible to also include animal proteins. Now, that would be, say, for breakfast, Greek yogurt, cottage cheese, eggs. And then for lunch, it's things like tuna, turkey, chicken. Dinner, it's like salmon and lean ground beef or turkey meatballs. Like all of those foods are protein foods. Now, the biggest mistake people make, well, we'll get to number four. Of a core four is when I say you need protein, it's not the only thing you need to eat, but it is something to shift your focus to if you aren't already doing it, is to look at each one of your meals and to say, what is the protein here? Like if you cannot identify a protein and now you can Google it, you can AI it, you know, figure mm-hmm. it, you can
Absolutely.
Figure it out pretty easily of like, what is the protein on my plate here? And making sure that it is on every plate.
Hmm. Okay.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
And what is your favorite source of protein?
Okay. I have so
I'm sorry
many.
I stuck you with that question.
Oh
just
my
came
gosh,
into
no,
my
I have
head.
I have so many, but I think
All right, give me five.
I rely on a Greek yogurt, I think, is incredible. So I tend to buy the 2% plain Greek yogurt, so not flavored, so no added sugar. Okay. And why I like it is because you get like a quick 16 grams of protein that you can add to whatever you wanted to eat for breakfast. So usually, you know, a lot of people have a couple of eggs for breakfast, but that's only 12 grams of protein for a couple of eggs. So then you're like, well, how else am I going to get up to this 30 grams? Well, shoot, a little bit of Greek yogurt with some berries can rack you up 16 real quick. So I love Greek yogurt. I've really been trying to eat more sardines. Like I'm at least three times a week. Sardines are great for protein and they have omega-3 fats, which are great for our heart, and they have vitamin D, and they have calcium. So it's like they have all of these things. So I'm trying to eat more sardines as a source of protein also. And then I think what's really probably another go-to for me is batching chicken. So usually it'll be like either chicken breasts or chicken breast tenders to just have them in the house so that I can cut them up quickly in a salad, or I can put them quickly in a taco shell to make like a veggie chicken tacos. The idea of having something on hand easy, I think, is really great. And then another one that I feel like is pretty easy and low key is having frozen edamame around. Very, very high. So you can always have it in your freezer. It doesn't go bad. And it is very high in fiber and protein. So I quite like that. So now we've got sleep. We've got move. And number three is protein. And protein is so imperative. I mean, the name of your podcast, right? What is the name of your podcast?
We Are Old, Get Over It.
Right. We Are Old, Get Over It.
Right.
One of the ways to make
that was good. You asked me a question and I actually had the answer.
You had the answer. I was pretty clear that you would have the answer to that one.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
But thank goodness you asked me that one.
You know, getting over it is like, yes, it's like it's a privileged age. But listen, at the same time, there are things you can do to age better and feel way better. And one of those things is protein. I never in a million years would think that I would be somebody who is talking about protein. I used to roll my eyes at these people. I used to really think protein was just for the athletes that I would counsel. So I used to be the dietitian for a pro baseball team for 10 years.
And so Wait a second.
Yes.
It was for the Cubs, correct?
Cubs. Yes. Cubs.
You could have said that.
Well, you know what? When I feel like a lot of people listen and it's, if it's not their team, then they're like, oh,
okay,
gosh,
folks,
you know.
Folks, blah, blah, blah. Okay, it's okay. You know what?
Yeah, okay.
It wasn't her choice to have that team. They chose her.
If you were a big fan of it, yes, I was with the Cubs. If you weren't, it was just a pro baseball team.
Right. But and the good news is you weren't the White Sox.
Because, for me,
you would have been blamed for everything that has happened to them in the past few years.
Probably.
Okay, let's get over that. Okay, sorry.
Well, I mean, the thing for me was in those 10 years, you know, those are 20-something guys, right? They're 20 years old, you know, to 28 maybe max. And those are the guys I thought you have to really think about protein with. These like young guys, these young pro athletes. I didn't think it was somebody like me who would need to worry about protein. But come to find out, as I was doing a research project for a brand I was working for, and they wanted me to write, what kind of nutrients do you need at every different age? Your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, your 60s, your 70s, your 80s. So each age, you know, I would write what you would need. And then I got to the 40s and I was like, oh my gosh, protein, you need more protein as you're aging? I did not know that was real. I thought people just said that. And then I got to the 50s. It's like, oh my gosh, you definitely need more protein in this age group. Then 60 and beyond. Oh my gosh, you definitely need more protein. And here's why. This is the thing that just shocked me as I was researching and read it, is that our body needs a bigger amount of protein to wake it up and tell our muscles to stay active and big and strong and alive. So it can't work anymore. So a lot of people say, man, I've noticed my body changes, you know, at like 40, 45, you know, 50 and beyond for sure. I was like, oh, my body is changing. My body is changing. Well, guess what? It is changing. How you ate, even if you were the healthiest 30-year-old in the world, cannot work anymore because you can't just snack on a little thing of 10 grams of protein here and 2 grams of protein there. Our body needs like 30 grams at a time to even notice that there's protein. It just is not doing a good job of picking it up as we age. So protein becomes imperative for proper aging, and how we eat it becomes important, that we need 3 meals a day with about 30 grams of protein. Some people need 20 because they're littler and they don't work out as much. Some people need maybe like 40 because they're bigger and they work out more. But 30-ish is what you need at each meal to have your muscles actually realize that protein is on board. And that protein will then support the muscles, which we talked about earlier as being your longevity organ. So protein gets its own category in the core four because of its just absolute importance, especially as we age. We talked about sleep, movement, protein, and the final is poop. And here's what I mean by poop.
Excuse me? What was that word?
I'm saying the word poop.
Oh, okay.
Poop. And the reason why I'm saying the word poop is because I got to tell you, as a dietitian, we study as much in school as what goes into your body as what goes out. Like, we really do study this a lot. And I feel like people and regularity, people don't talk about it. You know, it's like kind of like, you know, I don't know, a shameful discussion for people. I don't know. It's taboo. But the idea is your pooping can tell you a lot about your health. And in order to have great poops, you need two foundational things. You need...
Wait. Let's just stop there. In order to have great poop, is what you said. That's a quote. Great poop.
At the end of the day, that would be a good goal, is to have great poops.
Okay. Go ahead.
And great poops come from two things. I mean, other things too, but these are the two foundational things. Fiber and water. Fiber and water. So technically, this core four, you know, area that I'm calling poop is all about fiber and water. That if you are well hydrated... Thank goodness we took our hydration break earlier. If you are well hydrated and you have enough fiber, your intestinal, it's like a workout for your intestinal tract. It's basically like your intestines are lifting weights when they have that fiber and water coming through to act all through the intestinal tract and help you not only stay full. A lot of people are like, oh, fiber is great to stay full. And not only for regularity, but also a healthy gut is a healthy immune system. And that we all want, to live a long, healthy life. And so fiber and water are just, you know, imperative. They're part of when I'm looking at somebody's nutrition, you know, and they're like, hey, how do you think I do as an eater? I'm always going to look to see that a woman has at least 72 ounces of water, a man at least 100 ounces of water a day. And I'm always looking to see if they're adding up to about 30 grams of fiber. And a lot of times, I mean, people don't know how much fiber they're getting, but I can tell you this, most people are getting half of that or less. Most people are in the 12 to maybe 15 grams a day, which is half as much as we need.
Okay.
So how do you get fiber?
So wait, no, but I want to, let me go back a second.
Good.
So you were saying you're a nutritionist and you were studying this stuff and you're a scientist.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So let's talk about studying poop.
Okay.
Here's my question. I'm making this up. I mean, I thought about this before. I think men look at their poop more than women do. But I'm not a woman, so I don't know.
And I see, I'm not a good judge because I'm always looking at my poop. Your poop and your urine.
This is, if somebody just tunes into our podcast they're going to hang up, right?
At the halfway mark or whatever, they're going to be like, oh my. No, I think at the end of the day, poop and urine can tell you something about your health. And so I think it's a good thing to look at it and to say, oh my gosh, you know what? I need more fiber. I need more water. Or I'm doing a really great job on my fiber and water. I'm feeling regular. I'm feeling like really relieved after I go to the bathroom. This is wonderful. And so fiber and water, I think people understand water, but fiber, I think it's confusing to people because a lot of times people are like, well, does that mean I have to take a fiber supplement? Or like, how do I get fiber? And there is probably one biggest trick of all to get fiber, and that is beans. We talked about them already as being a plant source of protein, but they also are one of the highest fiber foods that is available. So black beans, kidney beans, pinto beans, lentils, as you said, all of these things have so much more fiber than most of the fruits and vegetables out there. So making sure that you have beans in your diet is huge. A typical goal for your first step would be about a cup and a half a week. That would be the minimum to shoot for.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.